going through my miniskirt, and forget all the gossip I'd have to catch up on. Frankly, I didn't care whether Mrs. Stefanou was suing her hairdresser because he turned her hair orange, or that Mr. Zervas had personal problems and got a free trial of Viagra. Trust me, if you knew Mr. Zervas, you wouldn't want to think of him in that regard either, especially not in church. I have more important things to do with my time, like serve papers. My name is Sophie Metropolis, P.I. Okay, so I wasn't born with the title, but I liked tacking it on, if only because it detracts from the obvious Greekness of my name. Are you Greek American? Then that means you or one of your family members owns a cafe, a restaurant, a diner, or a club, sometimes all of the above. In my case, my family members fell into the former two categories. Especially in Astoria, a one-time predominantly Greek neighborhood in Queens, one of the five boroughs of New York City. I became a PI 5 months ago. Really a PI in training, because I can't become a certified private investigator in New York for another 2.5 years. That's when I caught my would-be groom, Thomas the Toad, with his tux pants around his ankles on the day of our wedding. And it hadn't been my thighs he'd been wedged between. The moment was life-changing in many ways, the biggest change being my new vocation. And while my current assignment proved that even the job of private investigator wasn't all it was cracked up to be, it was better than dividing up the contents of the tip jar any day. And besides, it got me out of learning that Mr. Zervas was taking Viagra and chasing his 70-year-old wife around the dining room table with his pants down around his ankles. My professional philosophy was pretty simple. Screw with me, get a bullet in the knee. That's what happened to one of my recent clients when it turned out he had set me up as an alibi to his murderous intents on his wife, then switched his aim to me when I figured it all out. Word had it that Bud Selesky would have a limp for life, which meant he couldn't run away, and was quite a popular guy at Rikers as a result. My personal philosophy? Well, I was still working on that. And that wasn't an easy position to be in when you're Greek. Greeks seem to know exactly where they are, how they feel, what opinions they hold, every moment of every day, no matter if they're later proved wrong. Look up Greek in the dictionary and you'll find that conviction is part of their heritage, along with much spitting and shouting and interesting hand gestures. Live and let live. Maybe I'd go with that for now until I figured out something better. Then again, no, because I wouldn't mind if my ex turned up dead. Live and let one person die? Doesn't have the same ring to it somehow. Anyway, on this sweltering Sunday morning in August, at just after 10, I sat in my classic Mustang convertible, read Bondo Special, outside an apartment complex in Jackson Heights, wishing for air conditioning and hoping to spot one very wily Mr. Eugene Waters. Serving court papers made up a nice percentage of my Uncle Spiros's agency's profits, and while I normally didn't serve, the success rate of our top two servers dropped when it came to Mr. Waters. Over the past week, neither of them had been able to get the guy to accept landlord dispute papers, and the deadline was fast approaching. Yes, after 2 failed attempts, the agency could go the nail-and-mail route, meaning I could nail the papers to his door, or slip them under it, then mail 2 additional copies, 1 regular and 1 certified, to Mr. Waters. But the reason why Uncle Spiros and his agency were popular in the serving business was because he didn't like to do that. The client wanted the papers served in hand, then in hand was how they would be served. So I'd rolled my eyes and told everyone I'd do it myself. I mean, how difficult could it be? Rule number 565, never underestimate the potential of any case to turn dangerous or complicated or both. My Uncle Spiros, the certified PI, my mentor, and owner of the agency where I work, was fond of rules. And while I was exaggerating the number of this one, the rule itself stuck in my mind, which would make my uncle happy. Me, I made a face and determined I should come up with my own list of rules, the first of which would be to ignore Uncle Spiros's rules. Muffy barked from the back seat as if putting an exclamation point on my ruminations. I stared at the scruffy Jack Russell Terrier. It had been 2 months since my mother's neighbor and best friend Mrs. K had gone on to the big Hindu heaven in the sky, and Muffy the Mutt had been promoted from rescued pet to my pet, and I had the bite marks to prove it.